We were very glad, by the way. Also, I'm going to thank Rick Sterling. He did not complete his entire thought, but he made the case very clearly, in my opinion, that we are this international sport, the Olympics, is under threat now because of the mania developing, I say, in Washington. This is not a fair fight. This is not an equal. America is exercising its political clout to spoil international sport because they feel the need. I wasn't happy that, you know, Americans are all going with this thing of, we have to, it's so important to elect a woman president. Brazil had a woman president. She comes from a party, the very popular party. It brought about all kinds of wonderful reforms in Brazil. And the 1% of Brazil decided to remove her. I didn't hear any qualm out of Hillary Clinton. She didn't raise the possibility that male chauvinism could be involved here. Ms. Rousseff had a cabinet which was a multicultural cabinet and also many women in it. And the people who removed Rousseff just about a month before the Olympics, they placed themselves with a all-white male prosperous cabinet and president so that they could handle this whole thing. Basically, they stole from the Labor Party of Brazil the prestige that goes with being the ones who organize and conduct the Olympics. That credit for that, the work was done by Rousseff and her party. But again, I didn't hear Hillary, and I didn't hear the new prime minister of Britain say, you know, you guys, there might be something wrong with that. But when it's time for them to be elected, they say, oh, I'm going to be the very first, I'm the very first woman. But the very first woman, the one who wants to be our very first woman, president of the United States, she didn't care about the woman who was. And just remind everybody, Rousseff had been part of the armed struggle against the army of Brazil, which had seized power and been holding power. And she was captured, and she was tortured. So she paid her dues big time. And she's never left the struggle. She's always, she's accomplished a great deal. And I didn't get a flicker, nothing. No editorialist here had a pause about that. Too bad for her, she had gone. And Rick Sterling told us about the move against the Russians to keep them out, which was collective punishment. There's a woman who's the world's champion, pole vaulter. She's never tested positive for anything, and she isn't allowed to go to the games. So that's collective punishment. She's not allowed to go. But I recall the Toronto Star huffing and puffing, and the Globe and the Mail also huffing and puffing about how we have to keep the Russians out. As a matter of fact, they were disappointed. They wanted all of them out. They didn't want just track and field. Had to be all of them. This is just madness. And I'm very glad we could get and talk to Rick Sterling about it. I really urge you to go to read him.